Okay, we're here in Editions in Cook Street with Nana Shiomi. The exhibition is called 100 Views of Mitate. So, Mitate, would you like to try and explain what that means?
Right, Mitate is a concept of seeing something. Mitate is a Japanese history. Yeah, one example. If you were in the Japanese garden, you can see the sand and rocks. And then it's just the sand and rocks, but you can see, you can name names to them, like you and then universe or island and then ocean or, you know, whatever you with your imagination. That is Mitate.
So it talks about the juxtaposition of objects.
It's like moon or water or whatever, some objects you can name
so
to the other thing.
If you look at some of the artwork, then perhaps
and then
there's one here like with a screen and the floor.
In this series, I want to have 100 of different icons of Japanese traditional things, and then my purpose is the if viewers pick up 2 or 3 or, you know, but how many or whatever, they pick up something and then they can name it. I mean, they can make your story, you know. I just want to show the present elements, 100 of elements of Japanese icons.
We haven't done 100 yet, how many so far?
85 and 6 at the moment.
85, okay. So how long before you finish the 100?
I hope it in this year or next year. Yeah.
And they're woodblock prints, using the traditional Japanese.
Yeah, my printing way of printing is based on Japanese traditional wood, you know, ukiyo-e style printing, but I put very contemporary way of doing. For example, my baren, you know, the printing tool, is a ball bearing with something, you know, it's the same idea with traditional things with bamboo skin, but I'm using a contemporary one as well, and then the ink is acrylic color, watercolor and then acrylic color. Yeah, and then my wood is plywood, not cherry, so the expensive one.
Yeah, and they're all same size, they're all...
Yeah, all same size.
35 centimeters square, something like that.
Yeah. Because it's all under the same series.
Yeah.
So it's...
all same price.
Yeah.
All beautifully framed. So you're going to give a talk about this on Saturday at the Blue Coat as well. It's very interesting. But I believe you've also done other, like, more contemporary art as well. It's a current project. Do you think you'd go back to, or do you think you'll stay with this now? This style?
I'm interested in Japanese traditional things, but not only that. So my recent big work is related with Marcel Duchamp's work I'm free. But I'm printmaker, you know, not painter or sculptor. I'm just doing printmaking itself for more than 30 years. I can't escape from thinking about printmaking itself.
Okay, so it's always printmaking.
Yeah, printmaking is, you know,
traditional
images, and then they have printmaking has editions, so it's rotation work, and then so printmaking itself is a very deep meaning to me. I mean, East and West, or man and woman, or rotation is a kind of daily life, you know, your daily life.
I don't think I could ever get behind the mirror image.
I'm looking for why I'm doing printmaking.
Okay, questioning.
Questioning and then answering on my work.
Yeah.
The compositions, mm-hmm. is quite interesting. Some of them are very center, or some flowers of the day is on the edge, or is there any special?
That is the Japanese idea, I think. It's not put the center, just the Japanese people enjoy the part of it, or not on the center, or not huge. I mean, they enjoyed less something more than
So you just see cars and you imagine the rest of it's sort of teasing you. That's a Japanese thing.
And then not everything, but I this is from Hokusai's work. Hokusai is a ukiyo-e, you know, artist, and then he has a piece of work about sudden wind.
Oh yes.
So this one.
Pieces of paper.
Blowing in the wind. And then.
Grasshopper.
Yeah, grasshopper as well. So I often pick up the using that kind of already existing work from the past.